Just in time for summer, we have a new episode of We Outside, where we celebrate the joy of getting outdoors and the variety of voices it brings together. Trey Elzey, creator and host, will be our guide.
I grew up in inner city Detroit, and after many moves, twists, and turns, I found myself here in inner city Dayton, where I stumbled across a true jewel in the Gem City, the Five Rivers Metro Parks. Knowing that these parks are here for me when I need them feels as comforting as the garden in my childhood backyard, the one my mother filled with tomatoes and care. I wanted to know what these spaces meant to others in my community, so I asked. I talked to two women making these spaces feel more like home. First up is Sheena Johnson, Community Outreach Specialist at Five Rivers Metro Parks. Her job? Making sure these parks reflect the full diversity of our community and making sure everyone knows there's room for them here.
The primary group that I engage in my role is all the marginalized community. So people of color, we want to get into the LGBTQ+ community, and people with disabilities want to make sure that things are accessible and equitable.
Sheena didn't grow up camping or hiking, but her time with the Metro Parks has changed her relationship to nature.
Now, am I super outdoorsy? No, but working with the parks, I've learned to kayak and learn more about trails. And so it feels good to be outside, and I'm learning more about nature.
What kinds of programs are y'all offering for the communities?
Well, this year, gardening has been a hit. So at Possum Creek, you can like pick your own flowers, pick your own herbs, have a date night out there. The staff there has been doing garden-to-go kits, which is basically seedlings of tomatoes, peppers, and basil, and also get a bag of seeds. We also do seed giveaways in the communities.
And she knows that building trust with communities who haven't always felt welcome takes more than a flyer. It takes showing up and being seen.
I am a big supporter of representation matters. I want you to go to the website, get to know where the parks are located. You know, you're within 5 to 10 minutes of a park, no matter where you live in Montgomery County. And then know that each park has different features, different things that you can try. Just take a walk to de-stress, clear your head, feel the breeze, put your feet in the grass. Like, we have a connection to nature that relaxes us and is good for our mental and physical health.
Every Monday evening at Deeds Point Metro Park, a group of people, mostly from the Black community, gather to walk. They stretch, they breathe, they laugh. At the center of it is Tiffany Brown, a nurse practitioner and a yoga teacher whose journey into healing started with a spiritual awakening.
One morning, I just heard this voice say, "There's room for you." And it was my grandmothers and their mothers talking to me, and I was singing and dancing and laughing and crying. And I got out the shower and looked at myself in the mirror, didn't see me. I saw like all these women standing behind me. I just got this strong feeling of like yesness.
That moment led Tiffany to become a yoga teacher and to start leading these weekly walks at Deeds Point Park.
Doing community-based yoga in Deeds Point Park was the first place, and so it's accessible, it's beautiful.
I joined them one Monday evening for a brisk walk, and afterwards we circled up under the trees. Before heading home, Tiffany invited us to share something that we were grateful for.
I am here, and one thing I'm grateful for is I am grateful for peace of mind, y'all. I have it, and I am in a good place mentally, which hasn't been the case in these last few years, so I'm thankful for my peace of mind.
These parks hold more than trails and trees. They hold transformation. And if you've never been to one, there's one just 10 minutes from wherever you are in Montgomery County. This is Trey Elzey, and We Outside.
Trey is a graduate of WYSO's Community Voices training program. We'll be back next Wednesday with another episode of We Outside. The series is supported by Five Rivers Metro Parks and created at WYSO's Eichelberger Center for Community Voices.